Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. The Y has been a busy place, and I don't think that's going to stop right now, and at least we hope it doesn't. They had enough stoppage last year with the pandemic, no doubt about it. Joining us for today's show is Carol Hibbs, CEO and head of the YMCA, YWCA in Marshalltown, and it is busy enough for you, right, Carol?
Yes, it is, actually. We had a great week last week. We did our member appreciation event. We did a free community aquatics water safety event and the world's largest swim lesson. We hosted a community blood drive. It was just a really good, busy week.
How did the world's largest swim lesson go?
Well, so it went really well. We participated. We were one site among many across the country that promoted water safety. We work with our local resources, so we had members of the Marshall County, Marshalltown Police Force here in their search and rescue group, mm-hmm. and then also Story County participated as well. And so they talked with our participants about water safety. They did some demonstrations in the lap pool, talked about how to keep you, yourself, and your family safe in and around water, both indoor and outdoor water. And then we had Y staff in the pool with people going through some of the skills that people need to learn. So it was a really nice event. It was funded in part by a grant from the Marshall County Community Foundation, and so we felt fortunate to be able to offer that to the community.
I bet it was a lot cooler around the pool than it was around the grill, cooking burgers and dogs for the member appreciation.
Well, you know, the pool isn't known for being cool, but it was definitely cooler that day than it was outside in the parking lot. We happened to pick the hottest day of the year so far to do a member appreciation event, but it went well as well. We had a good turnout for that, and we had, our day campers and their parents involved in that as well. We had tents set up, and we had shade available. The only people that were not in the shade were our volunteers, who happened to be my brother and my son, who were grilling that day. So that was a hot job, but they got things done, and we got everyone served and had a great time.
All righty, sounds good. Well, let's look ahead. I don't think it's going to be quite that hot on Friday because, heavens to Betsy, we don't want to stress out the goats, do we?
Well, that's the last thing we need, are stressed out goats, for sure. But we are really looking forward to a fun time. So we've been planning this event. We've been doing some different yoga events in the summer here. We've had yoga under the stars, and we'll have another session of that coming up actually on July 1st. And then this Friday on the 25th here, we will be doing our two sessions of goat yoga. So we have session one from 5 to 5:30. That session is actually full. We still have a couple of spots available in session two from 6 to 6:30. And so it should just be fun. You know, it's doing yoga with, with little goats running around and having fun.
Yeah, and these are actual goats. It's not the greatest of all time. It's actual goats.
These are actual goats, which is why we're doing it outside.
There you go. So still a couple openings, so reach out to the Y if you're interested in doing that. And you said the evening session?
Yes.
Couple of them? Okay, couple of openings there.
Yeah, there's just a couple in the session two. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have a session that starts at 5 and then it runs till 5:30 and the session that starts at 6. The first session is full. So if you're interested in giving it a try, you would probably need to check and see if session two still has a couple of spots available.
All righty. Sounds good. Also coming up, you're getting organized and getting all ready for some co-ed competition, aren't you?
Well, actually, it's underway.
Oh, it's underway now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were able to get things underway here in the month of June. We kicked off a couple of new activities in the water. So co-ed water polo, And really, it's an introduction to the sport of water polo. And this particular time frame is set up for ages 10 to 18, you know, so mm-hmm. middle school up through high school. And it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 3 p.m. So it's an afternoon time frame. It runs through July, and it really is a lot of fun. We've had some kids that have come in. They participated in the free water polo clinic that was held in early June when Blair Van Staldien came back. He was a former Iowa Hawkeye water polo player. Mm-hmm. He came and got the kids introduced to the sport, and we've been adding the interested kids in that activity ever since that clinic. So it currently runs Tuesday and Thursdays afternoons from 1 to 3, and you just show up and you'll learn how to play and have a great time doing it. And then the other one, co-ed water volleyball, we actually have that underway as well. And both of these are free right now. If you're a Y member, you just show up and you can try them out. So co-ed water volleyball is currently for those that are at least age 15 to adult. It's located in the recreational pool where the water polo is located in the lap pool. It's running on Tuesdays in the evening, so from 7 to 8:30 p.m. You can join us. Just show up as 15 and older and play water volleyball on Tuesdays in the rec pool.
All right, and I understand after my last question, I want to make sure, is it up, or are you going to put up the obstacle course in the pool?
Oh, the Whippet.
The Whippet.
Which is the obstacle course in the pool. So we do have some special weekends designated for Whippet activities. So one of those weekends, so right now those will be set up July 24th and 25th, and then August 21st and 22nd, so Saturday, Sunday, from 1 to 5 p.m. during the open swim time. So that July 24th, 25th weekend, and then the August 21st, 22nd weekend will be when the obstacle course is set up in the lap pool. And that July 24th date will align with our Christmas in July event. Mm-hmm. And so, as you remember, we were not able last December to hold our normal Grinch swim in December as part of our Christmas activities. So we're going to do a Christmas in July event on Saturday, July 24th, and we will have our Grinch swim. The pool will be green, and we will have snow cones again, and of course that's the weekend the Whippet will be out in the lap pool, and the Grinch himself will make an appearance there, and he'll be able to pose for pictures. So we'll be celebrating Christmas in July on Saturday, July 24th.
Sounds like a good time. And of course, you know, we don't want to forget about, while we're still around the pool, swim lessons, and you've got another session getting ready to begin in about a week and a half or so.
The week of July 5th, we have a two-week session starting. The two-week session is kind of popular with parents who want to get consecutive lessons in a short period of time. And then we also have a four-week session, which will be starting. So the four-week session is a Monday, Wednesday, 2 days a week. The two-week session is Monday through Thursday, 4 days a week. So same amount of instruction, just one is much more condensed than the other.
Right now, what seems to be is the pool the most popular activity now, especially considering some of the heat that we've had and all of that, or are there some of the other organized activities that are getting a little more attention now from Y members?
You know, it's hard to say. The pool's always very popular, so, you know, summer, spring, fall, winter, it's always pretty popular. You know, we still are very, very busy, especially on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings with our pickleball players.
Ah.
You know, we often have at least five courts going and a few people waiting on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings for people who show up to play pickleball. So that's still a very, very busy activity. And then, of course, in summer, we have lots of kids' activities with our camp kids.
Sure. And, you know, and of course, you know, we're, even though summer just officially started a few days ago, it's kind of like we're in the middle of summer, and you're looking ahead to other activities later in the year, including the mystery drop coming back again.
Well, it's time to start talking about that, because even though it's not until Thursday, August 12th, the tickets are actually on sale now. So it is a fundraiser for our Teach Them to Swim program, and you buy a chance, you buy a number. Basically, that number ties to a number on a golf ball that gets dropped onto a target, as we've done in the past, and then the one closest to the bullseye wins the top prize, which is $1,000 cash. Second prize this year will be $500 cash, and then we have some additional door prizes as well. And all the ticket sales for that go to support Teach Them to Swim, which since we've started that program, after the unfortunate tragedy of the four kids who drowned in the river in the summer of 2012, we have had more than 675 kids who have gone through that program and learned about water safety and swimming skills.
And because of the mystery drop and other kind folks, those youngsters don't have to pay for those swim lessons, right?
That's correct. That program is available free to those who have no previous swimming background and who have financial need.
Okay, sounds good. So what else are we looking at down the road? We got a couple of minutes left. I mean, we've done such a good job of placing where everything's going to be, but, you know, I know you're looking ahead to more and more activities and still hoping and hoping that the Rona keeps reducing itself so you can have more and more activities.
Well, we do want to have more because, you know, we like being busy. But I will kind of give people a heads up. You know, we last August, because we had been shut down earlier in the year because of the pandemic, we did not do a maintenance closure at all in the late summer time frame like we normally do. And so this August we will have just a very brief closure for some maintenance work that needs to be done when the facility is not open. Right now that is scheduled for Friday, August 6th through Sunday, August 8th. So we'll be doing some work that the facility, the Horn Henry Center, will need to actually be closed down for that 3-day period, and then we'll be opening back up August 9th. So I just want to get that out there on people's radar.
Well, I tell you what, it is so much more enjoyable this year to talk about activities going on than last year when we had to talk about all the activities we couldn't do because of the pandemic. It's much more enjoyable looking forward to these kind of things and going, oh, gosh, there goes another one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is much more fun this summer.
All righty. Well, again, don't forget, still a couple of slots in the second session for goat yoga on Friday. That almost makes me want to think about yoga. I don't know.
I think you should give it a try.
Well, I didn't get to the free pickleball lessons because I had to work. But, you know, you never know when I may show up. But, of course, if you ever have any questions or anything, you can always go to the WISE website, Carol, which is?
YMCA-YWCA.org.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Keep everything going and keep everybody safe there at the Y, and we'll visit again next month.
Thank you, Ken.
Carol Hibbs, CEO of the YMCA-YWCA in Marshalltown, our guest here on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB.